This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Mark, does this make America better or worse with Bannon gone?
Well, I incline to the latter because I'm worried that the departure of Steve Bannon makes the Trump administration more ordinary. And I think the people who voted for Trump wanted something extraordinary. And at the risk of quoting myself, which is, I think, the first sign of madness, over a decade ago, I said it required some genius for George W. Bush to get demonized as a right-wing madman when 90% of the time he was Tony Blair with a ranch. And I think the same process is underway now. Trump is being demonized as the new Hitler, while inside the building they're basically trying to turn him into Jeb Bush with a kind of foul-mouthed semi-Tourette's Twitter feed. And I don't think that's going to work. The Trump agenda, it was very interesting listening, and that was a very sane explication we just had, but it didn't mention the wall, for example. It didn't mention illegal immigration. It didn't mention any of the issues that catapulted Trump in June and July of 2015 into the lead over all the 17 sane governors and senators for whom there were no takers among the Republican base.
So Trump's voters have put up with an awful lot. They're mocked as bigots for supporting him. There's a lot about what Trump says that's hard to explain or understand, but they've stuck with him because he speaks for them on those issues.
Right.
How long will their patience last? How long until they say, you know what, it's just that he's not doing the things I voted for. Like, what's the point of this?
I love Stein's characterization of Bush, you know, Tony Blair with a ranch and trying to make Trump into, you know, Jeb Bush with the Tourette's Twitter stream. Brilliant stuff. Leave it to Mark Stein. He has quite a command of the language and his ability to bring irony and description to it all. It's quite entertaining, to say the least. What do you say, ladies and gentlemen, on, you know, with this situation, with what's going on with Bannon? We talked about this last week, and I was concerned with Bannon leaving only because I believe he's part of the recipe. Who is going to represent that that critical rail, I believe, the rail that, you know, brought Trump into the White House? Who is going to be the champion of conservatism with Bannon out? And, of course, you knew this was coming because there is this set pattern. You know, the president comes up and says, I like the guy. He's a nice guy. You know, kind of deal. You go, okay, that's it. You know, it's a fait accompli. He's out the door. And, you know, he's just so obvious and, you know, showing his hand on, okay, well, Bannon's out, so it's just a matter of time. And it would have been out sooner, except for all the controversy that was going on with Charlottesville, and that, I guess, is what was the rumor, because supposedly Bannon said he was going to be out by the 7th, and also had said going in that he was going to give it a year. And so, hey, he got a year, and he's moving on, and says the war is only just beginning. So he's going to continue to fight for conservative causes on the outside, and certainly that'll give him, you know, a lot more room. He's not going to have to do it within the filter of Donald Trump, and also do it with concern of if he's overshadowing the president, who seems to be one that doesn't want to you know, be stepped in front of on stage. You know, he wants to be front and center and doesn't want anybody crossing his path and taking away any of the attention in that standpoint. So Bannon, all of a sudden, we hadn't really heard from him, and almost like Jared Kushner is going, does he have a voice? What does he sound like? So to hear him talk, it was interesting. Oh, that's right, I remember now. That's the way he sounds. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues, and we're going to be dealing with a very, very hot topic coming up next. Andrew Walker joins us on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think the numbers are something like 6 out of 10. It used to be 7 out of 10 said we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now, what does the right track look like? And where do you go to find out what the right track is? And as I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to be tackling a subject that is incredibly controversial. It is amazing when you think about how many people are involved in this debate. And when I say people involved, I'm talking about those that are actually dealing with gender identity. And I would say that if we want to have that discussion, why not go back to where it began? Because how did you know that there was a difference between male and female, except for the obvious outward signs? But we were reminded, for those of us who are Christians, those of us who are familiar with the Word of God, who live by the Word of God, God made it real clear that He was the one that created man and woman. But here we are with the debate and the question that has gone, through the millennial, where you have the evil one asking, did God really say? And that's what's happening today. So nothing new under the sun. It's always a questioning of what God created, what God has purposed. I think it's quite arrogant that we find ourselves that there are people that want to do that. I think it's a pretty scary idea. But meanwhile, culture is taking a big hit. You heard our discussions last week in talking with educators and what they're dealing with here, which I think is quite profound. I mean, here you've got teachers leaving, exiting out of the profession like crazy. And one of the big things that teachers are having to deal with this year is not reading, writing, arithmetic. It's, helping, young kids understand what bathroom they should go to. And it's like all of a sudden they have become psychiatrists. They went on some sort of special summer sabbatical. And now they can address an issue of transgenderism. I mean, we're empowering our teachers to do that. I mean, this is pretty crazy. So this is how far out it has gotten. But if we don't understand the stand and we're not fixed on what it is that we believe in, then we're to and fro with the winds of the culture blowing about. This is why we're grateful right now to bring on Andrew Walker. He's the author of the book, God and the Transgender Debate. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I am glad. I've been looking forward to having you on as we've continued to address this issue, because I believe in particular the church needs to know. And when I say the church, I'm not talking about pastors. I'm talking about everybody in the pews needs to understand what gender identity and what this debate is all about.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And that's one of the most challenging aspects of the transgender debate, is that it's gone from 0 to 100 miles per hour in about 1.2 seconds.
Exactly.
And what it's doing is it's requiring Christians for the first time to have to really do some investigative work on our most basic understandings of what it means to be made male and female in God's image. You think about how, for millennia back and through all of human civilization, there's always been this understanding of kind of a cosmological binary between male and female. And so we haven't had to really explain what this binary means, because it's all just been kind of tacit, implied knowledge that one grows up with while living in the culture. But as the culture has become increasingly post-Christian and post-secular, and more secular, it's losing touch with kind of the Christian moral framework, and it's losing touch with the natural constraints and natural moral order that God imposed on the universe. And so, well, humans think we can get rid of those constraints, but we really can't. And that's part of the issue in this debate, is that when we exchange the truth of Christian morality for the falsehood of secular morality, we end up doing damage to what it means to be made male and female. We do damage to what it means to be made in the image of God. And right now we are embarking on a very scary journey in the society where we are unable to say that there are objective categories of male and female, that we can look at a young boy and tell him, you are a boy, you are going to remain a boy the rest of your life. We are unable to do that in a culture, and it's having ramifications and implications all throughout the culture with types of pronouns that people want to be called, and ideological assumptions and philosophical assumptions that we are now being told that unless we consent to this idea that a man can be a woman if he thinks of himself as a woman, then if we don't consent to that, we're somehow engaging in bigotry and in discrimination. And that's wholly problematic, because the culture is going down a path of falsehood, and it's taking truth and those who stand with truth and making them the enemy.
Exactly. Well, and who's paying the price? But those that go along with this, whether it's Christians or secular people or whatever, I mean, these are universal laws. This is why I hesitate sometimes in talking about, well, this is a Christian principle. This is a universal truth.
Correct.
And
correct.
When once we put it into the Christian parlance, then they can say, well, I can invalidate that because I'm not a Christian. Well, you can you can't invalidate universal law any more than you can invalidate, the law of gravity. Go ahead and violate the law of gravity, and when you hit the ground, you realize, ouch, there's a price to pay there, depending on the height and the length of the fall. And it's the same thing here, is that we're violating some universal truths, and we want to make it somewhat of a religious issue. And in doing that, there is a huge price that's being paid, certainly by society at large and by those individuals who have let go of the tethering of the moral anchorings that God has given us, and said, I want to say Caleb, he said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Cain, I'm sorry, I said Caleb. I knew I didn't have the name right. So he told Cain, when he was all dejected, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that still is, whether you want to look at it as a spiritual term or a secular term, there's moral value in that, just in that powerful sentence. that if we do right, if we're doing the things that are consistent with the universal laws that are long established, it will go well for us. But, you know, go ahead and fight gravity and pay the price, right?
Absolutely. And I'm reminded of a famous quote by C.S. Lewis, who said that when all that says it is good is debunked, all that says I want remains.
Mm, yeah.
And so we are kind of getting back to these bare foundational questions of, is there an objective moral order? Is there male and female? And the transgender movement is making those questions very, very difficult to answer.
Well, Andrew Walker is with us. We're talking about his book, God and the Transgender Debate. More from Andrew on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
And given the alternative, why not let it be a great day, huh? Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Andrew Walker continues as we go head to head with this incredible conversation. One that, Andrew, I would say that there's probably more people than we want to admit who go to church on Sunday and really need this question, this issue dealt with, you know, from the pulpit, especially as we're dealing with back to school time. As I'd mentioned to you, my conversation with many educators, other people who are concerned about educating their children and what these teachers are having to deal with. It's not reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's dealing with this, this bathroom issue on campuses. And we're not talking high school kids. I mean, we're talking, you know, down to the lower grades, you know, second and third grade. I mean, you know, these questions are coming up. These kids are going to come home from school. They're going to ask mom and dad about this, and mom and dad are going to, you know, they're going to be caught up like a deer with, you know, staring at the headlights, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly one of the reasons that parents cannot evade this issue. They have to have this conversation with their kids about what it means to be made male and female, which means they're going to have to do some research and some homework in order to prepare for that conversation. And the reason they have to have this conversation is if they don't, the culture will have that conversation for them. And it's just this general principle that I try to live by, that if you don't catechize your children in the way of the Lord and in the Bible, the culture will catechize your children in the name of its God, its secular God.
Exactly.
So we have to have these conversations with our kids. It means we have them age appropriately. But it means we have to have them. And so if you're listening and you think that you can just pass this conversation off to a teacher or to a youth pastor or to a pulpit, you can't do that. We need youth pastors. We need pulpits to be addressing this issue. But we need parents to be addressing this issue as well. And something else you hit upon is worth exploring a little bit, and that was the issue of how this is being dealt with in the public schools. Mm-hmm. And on this issue, I want to encourage parents to be hyper vigilant about what their kids are learning in public schools around gender and sexuality, because there are attempts underway to kind of slide this into curriculums and to slide this into the classroom without parents ever having this cross their radar. Mm-hmm. And that undermines parental rights. I think it makes children vulnerable to just ideological arguments that are grounded, again, in ideology, not in science. And so we have reached a state where, sadly, the best that a Christian parent can hope for is if they send their kids to a public school, the best they can hope for is that teacher
mm-hmm.
will not be actively hostile to their child, because we know they certainly cannot affirm what a Christian child believes about being made male and female. And something else you said is worth exploring too, is that these aren't just Christian arguments. They're mm-hmm. they're nothing less than Christian arguments, because the Bible speaks to this. But you don't have to be a Christian to affirm objective maleness and objective femaleness.
Mm-hmm.
That difference is knit and embedded down to the level of our chromosomes. And so the best biology, the best psychology, and the best philosophy would all tell you that sex is an objective category. It's not something that we can change or just kind of alter by the will. It's something that we want to receive by the truth of what our body is, because our bodies don't lie to us, but our minds are capable of deluding us.
Exactly.
So we need to keep those categories front and center in our mind. And so again, parents, you've got to have these conversations with your kids, and you've got to pay attention to what's going on in your public school.
Yeah, this is their future. I mean, this is their very lives. And as you say, the best thing you hope for is that you do not end up with a weaponized teacher in the classroom, even at those lower grades, that are just going to, you know, turn these kids into robots and indoctrinate them based on their, you know, their theology. certainly not, a home whose theology is of a Christian or even, a Jewish persuasion. They're secular. That's what they're, that's what they're pushing. And this is the problem that we've had with our public schools, is they've become more and more secularized. And the kids are paying the price for this. And, some of the questions that, the parents are asking of this new generation, this up and coming generation, is how did you start thinking this way? And it's just a little bit at a time. And the formation that has taken place in our educational systems has been at a grave cost. I think we'll look back on this period of time, Andrew, and just say, wow, the older generation was asleep at the wheel and allowed for the indoctrination of our children at a grave cost here, because there's a lot of pain in the future here, because we've abandoned, moral principles that are long established, as you say. They're built into our DNA. We violate those things. And again, that question, that statement of God to Cain, just resounds through the millennia, that tells us very clearly. I mean, if you do right, and this is God himself, so what he's talking about is right. If you do that which is righteous, that which is godlike, that which is consistent with the architect of the universe, if you are consistent and in alignment with that, it will go well with you. And I would think that that's a pretty high calling for all of us, that it would go well with us in godly terms.
That's exactly right. And we as Christians want to encourage people and to encourage societies to live in a state of human flourishing. And by human flourishing, I mean to encounter kind of the blessedness of life that we are able to encounter even in a fallen world. And one of those prerequisites to experiencing human flourishing is to live in line with that natural moral order, and to acknowledge those natural constraints that have been put on us in creation and put on us in our biology, and not to see those as punishments or as prisons, but to recognize that, yes, in a fallen world, there will be individuals who experience bouts of gender dysphoria. But individuals who experience gender dysphoria, that doesn't negate the truth of their biological sex.
Exactly.
And so we know that the true path for individuals is to live in alignment with the revelation of God's word and how he made humanity. He made humanity in his image. He made humanity male and female. And he made male and female for one another. And that's kind of the basic architectural blueprint for how societies function well, and how individuals in families experience human flourishing. We need to live in line with this understanding that we are not the creator, we are the creator's creations. Mm. And that's one of the most troubling aspects of the transgender debate, is that it is casting off these limits, it's casting off God as the creator, and it's putting man at the center of his existence and making man the creator. I'm reminded of the fact that there are people having these invasive surgeries, sex reassignment surgeries, right, where they're having their bodies altered, they're having hormones pumped into their bodies, all in the name of trying to recreate themselves. But they cannot recreate themselves. You cannot re-engineer the chromosomes. And so, yes, people will experience a range of psychological health problems in this broken world. But we don't fix those problems by altering the body. We help fix those problems by helping people understand how their minds can lead them astray.
And of course, we know of the suicide rate that has happened with those people that have gone through, this kind of exercise and realized that there are certain things that cannot be changed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a process. This is not the total answer. Andrew Walker's book, God and the Transgender Debate, It should be it is an excellent resource. My recommendation: you get your hands on it, get into a small group study, talk about it, because this needs to be. This is a process that we need to talk through. It's not going to be an instantaneous answer because we've got lots of things to address here, right, Andrew?
Absolutely. And so this comes back to the fact that we have to do our due diligence and to really do some homework. And do some reading that we might not have had to do in the past. But
5 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
They can go to my Amazon, check out my book, God and the Transgender Debate.
Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person, and was always there whenever I had.
I'm still kind of under the weather, though.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. To non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all those values that matter, ladies and gentlemen, that we want to pass on to our grandkids, the next generation, that is so important to, you know, not only for this country, dare I say the world and our individual lives, that they really do matter. 28 minutes right now before the top of the hour, Gordon Lohr joins us. Well, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with Gordon because Gordon is, you know that saying that it used to be 6 degrees. I think it's now that we're 3 degrees away from meeting anybody in the world. Well, Gordon is probably like 1 degree. he's like met everybody, you know. He's like one of those guys that you know, there'll be thousands of people around, and there it is, you know, Pope Francis is there, and And people want to know, you know, who's standing next to Gordon Lohr. You know, that's how popular he's become. He's a writer, editor, author. Books include the best-selling Mysteries of the Skies, UFOs in Perspective, along with Strange Effects from UFOs in the early 70s. He was a member of the White House Press Corps during the Richard Nixon administration, was in the Oval Office twice with the president, also a member of the National Press Club with White House correspondents Sarah McLendon and Dan Rather as his sponsors in the U.S. House and Senate galleries. Most recent book is Connections, A Lifetime Journey Through the World of Celebrity. Gordon Lohr, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm like you and many others right now. We're waiting for the eclipse. That's the total eclipse. If you happen to be,
maybe it's a good omen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's clouding over out here. So yeah.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
Indeed.
Yeah, we'll miss the total eclipse where I'm in Southern California, and but you know we'll get that.
Right.
I think they're saying we're going to get, what, about 75, 76%, something like that?
I think it's a little bit less than that, but the full one will be on the East Coast somewhere, like in Kentucky or South Carolina, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, South Carolina is going to be bothered with some cloud overhang, but there are millions of people driving. It was all within driving distance for them, and this has become quite the phenomena. Millions of people to check out the total eclipse that we haven't had, for almost 100 years, I guess.
That's right, 99 years, yep.
Yeah,
that's sure.
So good fun. So Connections, A Lifetime Journey Through the World of Celebrity. I read the people that you, we mentioned Richard Nixon, Harry Truman. I mean, it's like a who's who here. In a sense, it's almost like a modern day Forrest Gump. Who is it that you haven't met? I mean, I got to imagine with Jerry Lewis's passing, you probably met Jerry Lewis as well.
No, I haven't to met him. Actually, I did see one of his very early, back in New Jersey, back in 1947 with Dean Martin.
Yes.
I saw one of his performances back there. It was a long time ago.
I
never met him in person.
Brilliant chemistry between those two, and a lot of people did not quite understand. They thought because of the persona, the character that Jerry Lewis played, that he was such a ding-dong, but we found out later on that he was the genius. He was the orchestrator of that team and their success.
That's right. That's my understanding, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Connections, A Lifetime Journey Through the World of Celebrity. You have been there. You've done it. You've worked just about every job, you know, like we said, press corps and that sort of thing. Tell us about some of your favorite encounters here.
Well, I could tell you about start out with my favorite celebrity, mm-hmm. single celebrity. And there are a few dozen I haven't met, so...
Mm-hmm.
But Burl Ives.
Wow. Yeah.
A great Burl Ives, folk singer and a fine actor. And I met him during the summer of 1957. My father owned a marina on the Chesapeake Bay in southern Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a whole day with him there at Dad's marina. Actually, Burl sailed in, I think, in his small sailboat, the Sparrow, with his wife Helen at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming in, and the boat was only 20 feet long, and he was a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting down in the rear holding a head of lettuce. So when he came in... He threw the rope to me. I tied it up. I said, "Well, Mr. Ives, it looks like the doctor put you on a diet." He laughed. That sort of broke the ice, and we immediately connected. And he and I sang a song together, a Newfoundland folk song. Jack was every inch a sailor.
You're kidding. You're singing with Burl Ives? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He even autographed my copy of his Down to the Sea and Ships record album, which I ran and got him.
Mm-hmm.
He also said he was on his way to Florida, Everglades, to make the film Wind Across the Everglades, which was released in 1958. And he also told me that he had a just signed a contract to star opposite Gregory Peck in a still-untitled Western film, which became The Big Country.
Yes, right.
And released in 1958, that's the film for which he won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. He also discussed his playing with James Dean in East of Eden, 1955. And then we just sort of hung out during the day because I sat on the wharf there with his boat. He didn't get up. The boat was so small.
It probably would have tipped. But,
that's,
you know,
right.
how do you, you know, relate to somebody? I mean, you're like, I mean, this man is a giant in a sense. I mean, his presence was so huge.
Absolutely.
But that didn't intimidate you. You're sitting there, you're making fun of his salad, you know. That's
that's right. It's lettuce and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, that's certainly one. There are a number of others.
Yes.
You know, one was the Duke of Windsor.
Oh.
The former King Edward VIII of England.
Mm-hmm.
And I was off the, I was traveling off the coast of Cobh, Ireland, on the SS United States. And this is back in 1961. And there was a bad storm, almost hurricane force. And but when the boat calmed down, we were well off the coast of Ireland, and we had a lifeboat drill. So I went up with an army buddy of mine and got on my life jacket, sat down, felt a tap on my shoulder. And I looked up. I didn't recognize who it was at first. And I heard a voice say, young man, would you kindly help me on with my life jacket?
Mm-hmm.
So I got up, put the life jacket around him, whatnot, and looked up. And I saw it was the Duke of Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanked me, and and we actually started talking. So now the Duchess was downstairs. She was down in first class. She had the flu or something.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me where I was from. I told him the Chesapeake Bay. He said that he would, he was familiar with it. We briefly discussed my life in Baltimore and on the shores of the Chesapeake. And
mm-hmm.
then the Duke invited me down to first class for a drink.
Wow.
I was in third class at the time, but mm-hmm. he invited me down to first class. But at the last minute, a deckhand interrupted our heading downstairs by summoning the Duke back to his cabin at the behest of the Duchess.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanked me for my help, wished me well, and we never got to have that drink together.
Oh, hey, he still owes you. I mean,
that's,
you know,
right.
So
he still owes me.
You know.
There were several others. There was I actually met the King of Sweden under kind of similar circumstances. I was in Stockholm. It was King Gustav Adolf VI, and this was 1962. The off-tour season,
mm-hmm.
and I was the only tourist in the Stockholm Palace at the time.
Wow. Wow.
I went into their big, massive hall of state there in the palace, and I saw one gentleman sitting down on one of the long benches.
Hey, Gordon, we got to hit the pause button. I apologize. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Gordon Lohr. We're talking about his new book, Connections.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lest they forget, it is up to us, we the people, to remind them and keep that up front and center. Welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. Gordon Lohr is our guest, writer, editor, author. What an incredible history. He's 81 years young, and his brand new book, Connections, A Lifetime Journey Through the World of Celebrity. I mean, when you consider celebrity, I mean, you know, we mean celebrity. I mean, this is big C celebrity. Presidents, kings, in fact, right before break, we were talking about his chance meeting with the king of Sweden, and the king ends up, you know, being a tour guide taking him through, and he's sitting there. I'm going, Gordon, how do you even get access to the king? Where are the bodyguards, right?
Right. yeah, we were just sitting alone there in that big hall and talking for a little bit. He actually didn't take me for a tour of the palace. We were just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But and then he just left. But I was telling you about there was also an encounter with Richard Nixon twice. Mm-hmm. In the Oval Office. But
well, this was when you were in the press corps, right?
That's correct. Yeah. A 50-year veteran of the press corps, Sarah McLennan was my main sponsor, and Dan Rather was my second sponsor for the National Press Club.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we were in the Oval Office where Nixon was signing a bill for the Environmental Protection Agency to help protect the waters and the air in the United States and its surrounding territories. And it was my first time in the Oval Office, and I did a stupid thing. I left the crowd in the back, the other reporters, correspondents in the back, and walked straight up to Nixon's desk. And I looked over and I saw what apparently was a Secret Service guy with his arm in his jacket.
Mm.
And Nixon looked at me, smiled. He made a downward motion with his hand to the guard and looked up at me and says, "Blue skies and blue water, that's our motto for this year."
Uh-huh.
And he smiled and walked, and I walked back, and that was the end of that. There was one other time in the...
Did Dan Rather tell you, go, "What were you thinking?"
Sarah McClendon did. I can't remember whether did what Dan... Because this was, you know, a good 40-some years ago. I had a couple of comments. "What were you thinking? Even we don't do that, you know?"
Yeah, right.
And I was a novice. I mean, I had just joined the White House Press Corps there. And there was also somebody, Harry Wu, was a really great human rights advocate. I was the editor of the magazine called Contemporary Dialysis and Nephrology.
Mm.
And he's our human rights advocate who had exposed the horrific practice in China.
China, right, yeah.
Yeah, of executing prisoners for their organs, mainly kidneys, so they could be sold on the open market for many thousands of dollars, mainly for transportation in communist government officials.
Mm.
He exposed that while he was still in China. They sent him to prison for 19 years in the Laogai, which is the Chinese gulag, for his effort. He got out and managed to escape back to the United States. And I had a long interview with him. He told me all about this. But he was an amazing person who won a lot of medals and awards for many human rights and other organizations.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're spending two decades incarcerated in China for blowing a whistle on something as horrific, and you're probably thinking, "Hey, how is this fair? Where's the international community and the outrage?"
Right, they would actually execute prisoners, some of them even before, while they were still alive, even before they were sentenced to be to death.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sold at anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 for a kidney, you know, and that is still being practiced today.
Unbelievable. Well, we know it's being practiced even here in the United States. We have a situation where you got a whistleblower who catches Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. He ends up in jail, and Planned Parenthood, nothing happens to them. I mean, you know, so what's the difference, right?
That's right, exactly.
Unbelievable.
I also had an interesting experience with the Reagan White House, because I had a sort of a 5-year connection with the Dr. Antonio Rodriguez, the president of the American National Institute for Psychical Research and Development in Calabasas, California. You may know where that is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she even performed an exorcism in the home of my wife and I.
Oh, wow, really?
And she was also a friend and one of the psychics that Ronald and Nancy Reagan used back in the 1980s. And I was sitting in her office one day, and the phone rang, and it was Ed Meese from the White House. Now, Meese was Reagan's... one of his top aides in the White House there.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked if we could do a proposal for him on how to best detect potential terrorists at airports, train stations, and bus terminals. And Tony Rodriguez said yes by being able to correctly read the aura. Now, I spent some time writing a proposal for them and sent it there. And they seemed to like the proposal. They sent somebody down to look the situation over. Unfortunately, we didn't get it because Dr. Rodriguez was not good at keeping secrets, so we didn't get that. But but she was one of the psychics like Jean Dixon that Ronald and Nancy Reagan occasionally used.
Who drove that interest? What I hear was more Nancy than Ronald Reagan.
It was mainly Nancy. From what I understand, she did it because she believed in astrology a lot as well, and she apparently did it because she was so in love with and protective of her husband. She wanted to examine every possibility that he could be protected. But of course, as we all know, he almost got killed.
Well, and we know part of the story was that her psychic had warned her of that day, saying that was not a good day for him to go out, right?
Yeah,
you know, I think
right.
It's some of the anecdotal information. Edwin Meese, he asked the right questions, but maybe this part of science a little too woo-woo, I guess, for everybody to understand, in terms of reading auras, we try to, I guess, in our own, you can call it arrogance or the limiting of information, we're canceling out opportunities like this. And whether it's our, some might call it gut reaction, we have experts out in the field who, you can say by the grace of God, however way you want to connect it, are able to instinctively see something that many people cannot see, and we've been able to catch some bad people along the way.
That's right, exactly. There's one more that I think you may be interested in. It's kind of cute. The first real celebrity I met was back in 1951, I believe it is. It was Harry Truman. He came into my dad's marina in Southern Maryland because, the White House is only 70 miles from where we live, on a Coast Guard cutter. And he tied up at the marina. We didn't know the president was aboard, but we knew it was the presidential Coast Guard cutter. And it was back in those days, they didn't have everybody around to guard the president, But it was not long after an attempted assassination on Truman's life by three guys from Puerto Rico, I think it was.
Right.
So we asked my father asked if the president was aboard, and to our surprise, the deckhand said yes, he was. And then Dad asked if we could maybe meet him and shake his hand. And at first, the answer was no, but my dad insisted. So the crew member said he would go and ask the president. He actually admitted the president was on board.
Right.
Right. I mean, there wasn't much guards around. I mean, and there'd be helicopters overhead and everything else today.
Wow.
But a few minutes later, he came out and said the president would shake our hands, but not in the usual way.
Interesting.
And the crew member led us to an open porthole, believe it or not, and we saw this hand come out of the porthole. Dad and I shook the hand of Harry Truman. We never saw his face. Truman's said to me something like, "Hello there, young fellow. Don't forget to vote Democrat when you get old enough."
That's funny. That's funny.
Boys like you who'll grow up to be the men we need to keep this country alive.
Exactly. Well, his book is titled Connections. Gordon Lohr has been our guest. Linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Food became scarce. Would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer.